It's the most talked about feature of the San Francisco Bay Area, but no tourist comes to visit it because there's nothing to see. Silicon Valley isn't so much a place as a concatenation of ambitions in a high-velocity marketplace. The computer business hasn't time for monuments. I'm old enough, I'm 50, to remember the famous miles of groves of oranges and other fruit that perfumed the spring nights from San Jose most of the 35 miles north to San Francisco. Then it was a tourist attraction, and the university I attended there in the late 50s, Stanford, was still called the farm without much irony. But even then, the groves were doomed, thanks to my alma mater. It's not widely known that Silicon Valley was invented on purpose. The inventor was a brilliant professor of electrical engineering at Stanford named Frederick Terman. Two of his brighter students were David Packard and Bill Hewlett. In 1939, they did some inspired fiddling in the first of the area's renowned garages and wanted to start a company. Professor Terman suggested they set up shop nearby and keep in close touch with their old department at the university. So they did. Later, Terman, who was by then the chancellor at Stanford, urged the university to make some of its abundant land available as an industrial park. And one of the first invited to set up there was the ballooning electronics company of Hewlett-Packard. Going right along with Terman's plan, other such companies also were taking root in the area, and a critical mass of talent was formed. In just a few years, the orange groves became a high-tech mecca and industrial wasteland. It's a funny industry. These are not dark, satanic mills. The companies mostly look like an electrical engineering department gone private. They're so easy to start that everybody does. All you need is an idea or two, and there's a constant seething turnover in people and companies. The nice thing about it for us neighbors is that along with all the commercial ferment is considerable intellectual ferment. These are smart, adventurous people. The nuclear freeze movement of a few years ago, for example, was largely generated and sustained by the sharp minds and surplus wealth of Silicon Valley. Many of their nearby cohorts, of course, were busy at the same time devising the hardware and software for Reagan's Star Wars technology. The Russians and Japanese do serious spying here, and the locals spy right back. We wheel and deal in the electronic global marketplace from this Pacific shore, dancing at the edge of the world, as the local Indians used to sing it. Thanks to Silicon Valley, the San Francisco area is like a global frontier town these days, but then it always was.